online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1, here's Josh Coop.
Our top story this lunchtime is about online bullying.
When things do go wrong, they should have backup and support to be able to mediate and to get the results they need, which might be about getting some of their posts taken down, or it might be about others online.
That's the Children's Commissioner for England, Anne Longfield. She wants websites like Facebook, Twitter and Instagram to make it easier for teenagers to report bullying and grooming. Her report out today is also urging the social media giants to make terms and conditions easier to understand.
For adults, it might be easier, but for us, who are just first-time users of these accounts, it's kind of difficult for us.
They should get the terms and conditions to suit the people using it, because it's so hidden what they're actually saying, you just press accept.
Well, the year-long study says schools should be forced to teach pupils about protecting themselves online.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
Police say they're no longer investigating the death of a man who was found seriously injured at a house in Medway. He was discovered at the property in Lonsdown Drive in Raynham last Friday. He was taken to hospital but later died. The 56-year-old woman arrested in connection with the death has now been released without charge. A man who allegedly attacked a security van driver in a robbery outside a shop in Otford is due in court this lunchtime. 39-year-old Michael London is also said to have made off with around £20,000 from the vehicle, which was parked outside one stop in Sevenoaks Road on Monday morning. He was arrested on the M6 the following day, along with a 48-year-old man who's been bailed until next month. A woman's admitted causing the death of a motorcyclist by doing a U-turn on a busy road near Canterbury. 57-year-old Tracy Langley from Burling Road in Snodlam will be sentenced next month after pleading guilty to causing death by dangerous driving. Father of two, Lee Saunders, who was in his 40s, died in the crash along the A252 in Chilham in April last year.
KMFM News.
Now, it must be just about every parent's worst nightmare, but would you know what to do if your baby stops breathing?
He was great and not breathing, and I had to perform CPR on him for just under 6 minutes until the ambulance arrived.
That's Andrea Lomas from Medway. Her 8-month-old son stopped breathing at home in August. She tried to revive him, but he passed away in hospital 3 days later. She's now launching a charity to help other mums and dads know what to do should the same happen to them.
We, as a family, have decided to set something up in our little boy's name, Charlie, just to make sure everyone gets the basic first life support skills. So many of my mummy friends have said to me, I wouldn't have known how to do that. I wouldn't know what to do.
And if you want to hear more of that interview, you can. We've just tweeted a link to it. We are at KMFM News.
This is KMFM.
A man's been arrested on suspicion of drink driving after a crash involving two cars in Chatham. Another man had to be cut free and taken to hospital after it happened along the Brook at just after 10:30 last night. The 42-year-old from the town's been released on bail until next month. People coming to live in the UK from abroad should have to learn English before they arrive or be made to take classes. That's according to a group of MPs who've also suggested local councils should be able to set their own immigration targets. Now, you might have noticed it's costing a bit more to fill up your car at the moment. Fuel prices have risen to their highest levels for 18 months. Petrol hit £1.17 in December, while diesel reached £1.19, that's according to the RAC. That means both have increased by around 3p a litre. Howard Cox is from Fair Fuel UK. They're based in Cranbrook and campaign for cheaper prices at the pumps.
You know, there's 37 million drivers, 70% of the electorate. We want to get with them to get the fairest and most transparent deal possible. Frankly, this consumer pricing watchdog we're calling for is way overdue.
And personal letters written by Princess Diana are expected to sell for thousands of pounds at auction later. They include one in which she writes about Prince Harry getting into trouble at school.
KMFM. Sport.
It's been a busy day in the world of sports so far. Joe's got the latest.
Starting with football, and the Gillingham chairman says he's convinced the new management team at the club will enhance the performances of the squad. Former player Adrian Pennock has been appointed head coach until the end of the season and will be supported by Steve Lovell and Jamie Day. Elsewhere, Chelsea boss Antonio Conte says missing out on a record 14th straight Premier League victory won't lead him to make major changes. They went down 2-0 to Tottenham last night, but still have a 5-point lead at the top of the table. And British number one, Johanna Konta, is a win away from reaching a third WTA Tour tennis final of her career. She's into the last four of the Shenzhen Open, having got past Kristina Plitzkova in three sets, 6-4, 6-7, 6-3.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.